Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today was quite the day.
Oh, yeah?
Kind of. So, first off, the most boring day of work, of training. We talked about life claims and life policies for 5 hours. Reading and watching videos. Oh, my God. But then I told you about I had to get a new computer because my shit wasn't working.
Yeah.
It came in today, and I just spent the last hour and a half setting it up, but I think we're good now. Everything works so far. And then I might be, may or may not be sheltering an outdoor cat.
Hell yeah, dude.
When did he roll up? I think he came out of nowhere on Monday night. Like, he just kind of rolled up to our back door and just, like, sat there meowing. Then he went away, didn't come back. And then yesterday, my brother and his wife came over, and my parents made salmon. We're eating that. And then he comes back, and he's just sitting there. And he's, like, trying to get in and shit, whatever. But this time he wasn't leaving. He wanted in. And we're obviously just like, nah. I mean, we can give him some water or whatever.
You cruel bastards, let that kitty in.
Well, hey, I'd be all open to taking that cat in, but my mom gave him a little piece of salmon. And I think
Then you're never getting rid of the cat.
Yeah, he did not leave.
He's not going to.
He has been, because we have a chair like right next to the door. It's like a patio, small little patio area. We have a chair right in the corner. It's right next to the door. I think he slept on it last night. Because I think my dad took a picture of him in the morning, and he's still sleeping. And I was on my lunch break today. He's still there. And
let that,
like,
fucking cat in, dude.
I was about to, but then I went outside because I had a couple of goldfish I was going to give him. I went out there and
like live goldfish.
Yeah, yeah. I just went to the.
I went to this pet store and
just grabbed a handful of goldfish.
Got him something to hunt. Yeah. Just like, here, hunt these and drop goldfish on the ground. No water.
Yeah. And I go to like, I open the screen door. It's a sliding door. I open it and he's like, he went to kind of jump inside, but I caught him with my leg.
You're so cruel.
I caught him.
He just
my
wants
leg.
To be warm.
I know.
You don't let that cat in right now, Joe.
I could.
Do but it. I'm serious.
My mom is planning on taking him to the vet to get him like fixed and shots and shit. So we, just in case. You know what I'm saying?
No, you get fleas in your house right now.
And so because at first I was going to go out there with him and just kind of like feed him the goldfish. But since he was trying to jump inside, I was like, okay. And I kind of threw
him at his face.
I squatted down and like kind of like dumped the goldfish and closed the door.
Yeah.
And then later, at this point, I was done with work. And my parents kept saying, like, we need to get him off that chair. We need to, like, because it's a nice chair. We have some older
ones. You're such an asshole.
There's older one. Well, okay. It's not my chair, but my parents spent, like, thousands of dollars on the chair.
But you're like, oh, why won't this thing go away?
In my head, I'm like, I don't care. I'd let him sit on the chair. But I was like, we should give him like a towel or something that he can.
Lay on the ground.
No, I put the towel on the chair. I put the towel on the chair.
You fucking pussy. Get out of here, throw goldfish at him. Get the fuck out of here.
No.
And no one loves you.
So I went out, and of course he's like all over me. He's like all over my legs and stuff. I put the towel on the chair, and then he starts like, you know how they like paw at you, like they're like reaching up at you.
Yeah.
And then I smelled him when he started. Oh, doing
I'm sure he smelled terrible.
Oh my god! I was like, okay. And my dad is like, no, he's not coming inside. But it's also because he's allergic to cats. I'm like, okay.
Oh, tough tits, Dad.
And my mom at first was like, she was like, he's not cute enough. I was like, what?
Oh my god!
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And
he's
like,
not
literally
cute enough.
Literally 10 minutes later, when she fed him the salmon, she petted him. She's like, oh, he's soft. Yeah, he's pretty cute. And I was like, yeah, he is pretty cute. Bring him in. But
nice. So you got a cat now.
Pretty much. His name's Stanley. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet, but we're just calling him Stanley.
Nice.
Very
Stanley, uncommon.
Stanley Tucci.
Oh, nice. That is a good name. Uncommon cat name.
Yeah. Well,
there's
I've been playing I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls, so I was like, I should name him after a Dark Souls boss.
You should. Well, that's like
Gwyn, Lord of Cinder.
Or people are
Artorias,
like,
the Abyss Walker.
Like, dog names are like, you know, this is Max or Sam, and then cat names are like, this is
Bartholomew.
Fettuccine Alfredo, and
yep. Well,
like my cats have those names.
The cat I used to have, his name was Max, but as a joke, it was like Maximus. He had like four names.
Maximus Maxwell the Third, Esquire.
No. It was Maxwell Johnson. Something. Duke of something. It was crazy.
Oh, I put that on my you know, when you get like mail, your address changed, so like my mail shows up that I'm Esquire.
Nice.
Joe, that's probably why I don't get any of my mail.
Could be.
Probably should change that. But hell yeah, dude, you got a cat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome. Welcome, brother.
He's a tiny little dude. He's cute.
Hell yeah. Send me pics. I'm a cat guy. I like him. Right. Picking up a chick at a bar. I'm a cat guy.
Yeah.
I'm into cats. I'm into pussy. What? No, so, no. Look at it. I'm a pussy.
Tell me about yourself. I just love pussy. Oh no. Dude, seriously, look at this cat.
Dude, I stroke pussy all day. I feed pussy. Like, I've got like two pussies at the house right now.
Twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, and I'm always giving it water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I always water the pussy. Hey, girl, I always water the pussy.
I auto feed the pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that fucking auto feeder be feeding them pussies, dude. Like, what? The question, dude. That would be pretty fun. Let's go to a bar and do that. Just water girl.
I'll take pictures of Stanley out here, and I'll have some, like, I'll pose with him. And then, that's how we get chicks.
Just walk up to a girl, you want to see my pussy?
What?
What?
No, seriously, his name's Stanley. Look at him. Look how cute he is.
You named your pussy?
Ew, dude, you named your pussy?
You named your pussy?
Well, yeah, of course.
You think girls name their pussies?
Probably.
I would say so, at least at that. Just, have a name for your dick?
No. I mean...
Really? That seemed like a common thing.
No. No.
Lame. I think I had one as like, not like I'd commonly call it that, but I'd be like, oh, I gotta go let so and so out the cage, you know, that type of.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, so last night I was playing with, I was playing with my pussy. Just named my dick pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wanna see my pussy? She's like, invite a girl over and there's cats. You're like, do you want to see my pussy? Sure. And just pull my dick.
What? Oh, what?
This is his name. His name's pussy.
No, those cats.
No, their names are dog. Both of them.
Dogs.
Yeah, they're dogs.
Dog one and two.
Yeah. No, you misunderstand. No, I soak my dick in water every morning. I soak my pussy. I feed my pussy. I put goldfish down the hole.
No. Not my pussy. Not doing
not,
that.
Not in my pussy. Nothing's going in my pussy. That's for God. That's God's hole.
Am I gay for God? You betcha.
Gays for God.
I rewatched that It's Always Sunny episode the other day. Oh my God. The Messiah piss stain. Or not piss stain. The water yeah. leak that looks like
Virgin Mary. Yeah, that's great.
Am I gay for God? You betcha. So yeah. That's been my day.
Hell yeah, dude. Joe's got a cat.
Just got a cat.
His name's Dog.
Yeah. Just got a pussy. His name's Dog.
That would be funny. We need to do that. We need to go into a bar and you want to see my pussy. Just get our asses kicked by someone's boyfriend, you know?
Yeah. Chad, you don't understand. It's his cat.
And then I pulled my dick out.
Wait. What about the pictures of the cat you just showed me?
Well, I just wanted to show dog. You my cat.
That's dog.
His name's dog. This is my pussy. You want to see my pussy? Pants have been off for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, why has no one asked me to leave? This is a cool place.
I think I'll stick around here a little bit longer.
I think I'll stay the night. Sleep in a fucking booth.
Pants down. Pants face pants down.
Off.
Pants off, face down, ass up in a booth.
Yeah. Socks and shoes are still on. I did everything. There's just no pants. I'm sober completely.
Yeah.
I've not had a single drop of alcohol. I'm just hanging out.
You went to the bar, ordered water, and then collapsed in the booth.
God, they probably would kick me out. This guy's ordering fucking waters. Get him the fuck out of here.
See, if you were drunk, I would let you stay there, but you've been
let
drinking
stay,
water.
Your clientele. Dude, you did not order like a Coke. So we'd make like a dollar, you know. Yeah.
But just spend $2, get yourself a glass of Coke or something.
Like, actually, I'm a Mormon in recovery, and Coke has caffeine in it. I'm an AA, but I also can't drink Coke. Yeah, how's your life? It's pretty fucking boring, yeah, but the multiple wives is nice. Yeah, I can't do anything now.
Get the fuck out of my bar.
No, I will not leave until you look at my pussy. You've been avoiding eye contact with my pussy this entire conversation. It's sitting on the bar. You're standing on a stool, kneeling on it.
You haven't gazed upon it.
You have to look at it.
That's the true crime right now.
It's not, one of the 12 steps.
Not the public indecency, not the fact that I haven't bought an actual drink. The fact that you have not gazed upon my pussy.
It's one of the 12 steps of the program. I have to go into a bar and show everyone my pussy. This show's so stupid.
It is. But who cares?
Oh, yeah, who cares? It's fun.
That could actually be another skit idea, too.
Oh, it could.
The whole describing your pussy, but you're actually talking about your cat.
Yeah.
Or
that would be, that'd be a good one. I had one similar, not similar. It's involving dicks, obviously, because you know how my mind works. Yeah, you know what this is.
Yeah, of course.
But it would be like Shark Tank, and someone's in, showing off their new, their business idea.
Yeah.
Like Mark Cuban and whoever, Mr. Wonderful, whoever the fuck else is on there. I'm like, I've got a revolutionary thing. Have you ever been having sex and worried you're going to be late for something or something, something like that? And like, oh yeah, of course, like introducing the all new cock ring watch. And you just see him like pull his pants out and look down his pants. Yeah. It's really stupid too. But it's I was about 12 beers deep when I thought of that. And I was like, dude, that'd be fucking funny. Dude. I was telling somebody, like, what if, like, yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
That would be pretty funny.
It'd be funnier just to do that in real life. Be like, someone's
just
like,
go to
you
Shark
got...
Tank. Go on Shark Tank with the cock watch.
Yes. Or, it didn't even start with the Shark Tank idea. It was more of, maybe Shark Tank would be a good opener, but it'd be someone walking up to you, be like, you got the time? Be like, yeah, dude. And you pull your pants out. It's about 12:15.
You could make it like an infomercial.
I got a bunch of ideas for infomercials.
The cock watch.
They'd be so easy to make too, because it's supposed to be shitty.
Yeah,
we'd spend like $12 on
like camera.
Yeah. I have a camera.
Yeah.
It'd be like craft services. We'd have to buy people lunch, you know? It'd be $12 on 10 McChickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 McChickens. I'm pescatarian. You can get the fuck off my lot. My parking lot that we're doing this in. Alright? Faggot.
Get out of my house.
Just have a Michael Bay meltdown on like a shitty skit. Everyone's doing it for experience. No one's getting paid. You shut the fuck up and eat your goddamn McChicken.
You're worthless. You brought nothing to this shoot.
It's like makeup, and just some homeless guy comes over and starts putting lipstick on me. He's like, "You're pretty, girl." Yeah. I had to fuck that homeless guy to get him here, and you're wasting my time.
It's just an infomercial, people.
Can't we get it right? Now, Cockwatch, roll it again.
We have to do what Quentin Tarantino does. Have you seen, like, when he's on set, and to kind of, like, boost people's morale, he's like, he makes everyone, like, together go, like, why do we make movies?
Oh, God, yeah.
Because we love making movies or whatever.
Just the unpaid interns in the back. We love making movies.
It's us and then like the two other people that are. Come on, guys. Why do we do this?
Because you bought us a sandwich.
Because you gave me clothes when I was struggling on the street. Because we love making movies.
Because you promised me heroin.
Because you had promised me the Kevin Deluxe special from Walmart.
I sucked you off for a suit, and now I'm here. That's right, guys. All right, now, Sheila, take your shoes off, and you're going to be pouring tequila into my mouth. You're gonna, we're gonna need like a 5-minute close up on that. I'll be in my trailer and I'll just, you know, it's a Honda Civic.
I'll have
the back of a Honda Civic. Just see it rocking.
I'm gonna take the monitor and I'm gonna go back to my trailer. Keep
it's
rolling.
A tent. It's a tent on the parking lot.
It's just
my trailer.
It's just the next room.
It's still in the parking lot, but you pretend it's a room, like you mime a door opening and shutting, and then you sit on the ground. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be funny.
Oh. Joe, let's just both quit our jobs.
I just got this one.
Oh, fuck it, dude. Let's do it.
I just got it.
I'll bust my ass this month, and I'll get us enough to probably shoot like two things. All right, and then we're off, and then we can just wait until YouTube takes us away.
Yeah, wait, like. 2 years.
2 years for someone to notice. Yeah.
And then it blows up. Someone takes a clip of it, puts it on TikTok, and then it blows up.
Hell yeah. Dude, you need to start like time stamping, putting them on TikTok.
Yeah.
I have, shit. I hope I didn't throw those away. I had a couple time markers I had, and I was going to put them on YouTube.
Yeah, I was gonna, especially with the like our more recent episodes, I thought about going back and like getting clips out of it and putting them on YouTube, or not YouTube, TikTok.
Yeah,
But the only thing is, I don't know, for the visual part of it, I don't know what to put.
You can put whatever and put. It's TikTok. They don't censor, right? We can just, some dude spreading his asshole.
They censor to a degree.
No.
It's not Twitter or, I think Instagram's gone to the point now where they have porn on it, basically.
Instagram's fucking weird. I'll just be scrolling through there, and it'll be like, you know, memes. That's all I got on there, memes. And then it'll be like the most random ass shit, you know, OnlyFans promotion. I'm like, there's this one that's fucking ridiculous. I follow, it's like nature videos. But it's just like like a lion eating something, you know, like it's like they're gory nature shit.
Yeah.
And it'll be that, and then right after, like the very next post is just like a girl showing her tits, and it'll be like, you know, and then it ate a baby gazelle, and then it'll be just like full on vagine. And
yeah, I was following somebody on Twitter a while back that was like, what was it? I found them because they had a really funny street fight. And I was like, this might be kind of funny to follow. And he posted another one that was pretty funny. And then, like, the next one, it's like, since I'm blowing up, check this out. And it's just, like, an OnlyFans account. And then next post, it's just, like, some chick twerking, and I was like, this is not what I want. I want idiots fighting each other in the street.
It's what we all want, Joe. It's what we all want.
Yeah. But yeah, I was I was thinking of what to do for the video aspect of it. And part of me was like, let's just get an artist. But I was like, that's going to be so fucking hard to do.
wait, sorry, what? What?
To get an artist. Just, like, have the artist, like, draw something.
Oh,
time-lapse it or, like, animate something. Like, animate the clip. And I was like, that's going to be...
not animate. Fuck that. Dude, I can draw pretty good. My hand's fucked up. I'll just draw a dick. I'll time-lapse drawing a dick. We'll just do that.
We'll just have two stick figures at a table. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, yeah. That'd be pretty cool. Shit, anime. I don't know anything about animation. But my hands.
I don't mean like full-on animation, but it's just like simple shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could do it because I like to draw these like goofy little dudes.
Yeah.
So I could do it honestly.
Yeah, so whatever. Put whatever on there.
And then the other part of me
something
was
that'll
like,
draw the eye.
Yeah. The other thing was, I thought about getting a video camera or like a webcam. And then just like get both audio and video. But I was like, meh.
This is you staring blankly at the screen.
Yeah.
What it should be. It should just be like up close of your face staring. And you think it's a picture, but it's a video because you see you like live. Move a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, it's live. It's live.
Over time, my face just gets more and more red because I'm not breathing.
Someone watches it long enough, you see the beard grow.
The beard starts growing, veins start to pop out of my head. Yeah. Wait.
You see people going around in the background every month.
No, that's the time lapse. It's a time lapse of what's around me.
Yes.
I'll move my setup into the living room.
Just
in the middle.
You see people come up and yell at you and just walk away. Yeah, I would watch that shit. Be like, oh shit, I think Joe's parents are getting divorced. Just... All right, his dad's yelling at him for sitting at the computer for 12 days.
Shitting himself.
It's just a Twitch stream. That's the new idea. It's just a Twitch stream. That has nothing to do with the show. Just watch me sit here for the rest of my life.
Oh my god.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'd watch that shit.
Just see me shit myself every few hours and my beard is
nothing.
Just... Yeah.
Eyes are blood, you know, day 12, eyes are bloodshot.
Yeah.
You're drooling.
I haven't blinked.
The chat's like, is he dead? Is he dead? Is he dead?
That's how you get money. That is how you get money.
It is. That is the alternative if the pod fails. You know, we'll just both kill ourselves on Twitch. Like, fuck yeah, dude. We made it. We became mildly successful on a platform that at least I don't understand the value in. I don't understand Twitch at all.
It's weird. It's gotten weird.
I mean, it just seems like, I mean, I completely understand wanting noise and maybe, but I'm not to the level of like, yeah, I need it to be like a live person who I know's there. You know, it seems like a loneliness thing. Well, we're just like afraid of silence.
Yeah.
Like, I'll play YouTube fucking constantly and podcast and shit because I don't want to fucking have silence at all.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with my life at all.
I will say, when it comes to Twitch, the people I normally watch on Twitch, they're not on YouTube or anything like that. They're specifically Twitch. That's one reason why I watch, but like, I don't understand the people that spend, that donate thousands of dollars.
I don't either. That shit's fucking crazy.
It's just like, you're giving your money away to someone sitting there playing a game, or someone basically naked in a hot tub or inflatable pool, just literally sitting there not doing anything.
Ooh, ice cream so deep. Hell yeah, dude. I'm going to give her $1,000 right now.
I'm
going to
give her $10,000 because she said ice cream so good. Like, what?
Ice cream so deep. No, you give it to her so she will say.
Yeah, but then she says it, and then you give another $10,000 to be like, say it again. Then she doesn't.
Thank you.
Ice cream yummy. Ice cream. That's not what I said.
Don't say that. I can only come if you say ice cream.
I can't. I return my $10,000. Return my $10,000. You said it wrong.
That would be funny. It's your Twitch, and you're like, they're like, say ice cream so good, and you're like, ice cream very good. He's like, no, I can't come unless you said the right thing. He's just sitting there jerking off. He's like, just,
I'm sorry to action myself until you say it. That will be another $10,000 then. I don't have enough. I just spent the last of my money just to have you say it wrong.
No. I mean my, what is it? Fuck. I need my bar mitzvah money. No.
I need my allowance.
Bar mitzvah checks.
I need my allowance, Mom.
I need advance of my allowance. Mom, I can't tell you why I need it, but I need an advance of my allowance. Okay, honey, how much do you need? I need $10,000. I need you to remortgage your home, and I need $10,000.
I need you to take out a loan,
you're out there in sweatpants, you're just full-on boner. Like, Mom, don't have time to explain.
I'm running out of time.
I'm running out of time. Do you want grandchildren? Well, you're not going to have them unless we hurry up.
There's either going to be an explosion in my pants or nothing at all. And
you want your baby boy to come? Do you? Damn it, Mom.
I really, really want to soil my pants right now, Mom. So I need you to take out a loan. Sell the house, please.
Dude, imagine. Ah, oh, dude, I've always, you know, the dudes that are, I can't remember what they're called, but like the funders, the guys that get off and like, here's my credit card, you know, max it out. I've always thought about that. I'm like, dude, that fucking sucks. That's got to be like the worst post-nut ever. You just bust and you're like, Jesus Christ.
I don't have a home anymore.
$3,000 at Amazon? The fuck are you getting at Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, of course she went to Zales or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would suck. That would be the fucking worst. You're like, God, fucking, you're all pent up and shit, and you're like, all right, here. It doesn't have a limit. Just take it. Take it and tell me what you buy. She's like, and then I bought a car, and then I bought a print, and you're like, oh.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
And then, you know, you're done. You're like, what? I'm gonna kill myself. What the fuck? Oh my, that is like 2 years of savings gone. Oh Jesus! And I'm gonna give it to her again tomorrow. What the fuck?
When I get paid my $200, I'm gonna give her $1,000.
Yeah. Going into debt just a nut. Yeah. Dude, this shit sucks. That's gotta be a worse addiction than gambling, money wise.
Yeah.
It has to, because you can't gamble with no money.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I guess
the thing is, you're not getting any, you don't have a chance to get money back.
Oh, that is also true.
You're only throwing away chance. Money. Yeah, not even a single chance. You're literally just throwing money away.
You're burning money on some girl who sucked her way through college.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah. Says that,
like,
they
oh, Jesus,
you.
She paid off her student loans. Fuck.
Says thank you for gifting her $10,000.
I'm not even talking about sugar baby shit. Like, sugar baby shit's, I guess, somewhat understandable. I mean, if you're a fucking sucker, but yeah. Like, there's a specific fetish of dudes that just get off on women spending their money.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't get it either.
I'd be
just
screaming
jerking
my
off
head
to,
off.
Jerking off to bank statements.
Oh. Oh. 1,000?
Chanel? Oh. Oh.
2,000 Amazon? Oh!
Oh, she went to Zale.
Wait, Gucci? I don't like that.
I don't. That's not texting her. I don't Damn. Like when you buy Gucci.
We didn't agree on Gucci.
We didn't agree. You know that's not part of my fetish.
You know that's my turnoff, right?
What if, Gucci. Dude? What if it does get that specific?
I'm sure
you have to spend my money, but you have to do it at Dollar Tree. You have to spend them. I have $2 million. You got to spend it all at Dollar Tree.
Wait, Dollar General?
No, Dollar
I said
Tree.
Dollar Tree.
Everything's a dollar. You can
no,
just
I was
fucking
saying,
buy
I was,
it and burn it.
I was saying he looks at the bank statement. It says Dollar General. He's like, wait. I said Dollar Tree, not Dollar General.
Just blowing her shit up. Yeah. Bitch! Did you get a Dollar General? Well, I thought they both have dollar in the name. Fuck, no, do not tell me.
You
it's
stupid
It's only
bitch.
Dollar... You stupid motherfucker. I gave you $2 million to spend on gift cards, and smaller versions of food, okay?
And a jug of milk.
Yeah, no, a quarter jug of milk. They don't even have to have
milk.
A quarter gallon.
a small carton of milk.
They don't even have those. It's a quarter gallon. It's not a half gallon, yeah. Not a full gallon. It's a quarter gallon. It's a half gallon, but it's the, you know, just half of that.
Half the half, yeah.
Oh, he's telling her what to buy. He's like, I need you to buy about 100 of those quarter gallons. What am I supposed to do with it? Just pour it down fucking the aisle. I don't care. Just buy it. Empty all the jugs and take them up front and be like, I've spilled these. I want to pay for them. Then, finally.
Get yourself the milk and get yourself the off-brand Oreos and then just...
The Circle O's. Get you some Circle O's.
I saw a picture of those off-brand Oreos, but it said Bustos. It was not Oreos.
Why did they think that's going to be a good idea?
I think it was Photoshopped, but if it wasn't, oh my God.
I would believe it. I've seen some crazy-ass off-brand shit.
Yeah, so get yourself some milk and some Bustos. And
have you ever seen, like, my mom always wanted to go to, like, I don't know, maybe we really were just fucking poor. Because all these stories, I'm like, yeah, we're probably just poor. But I have this idea in my head that, like, my mom just, really loves deals, you know? So we'd go to, like, you know, not even a discount store. It's like all of this food is out of date. And there's no regulation. Just take it. But I remember it was some cleaning shit. It was literally like Mr. Pretty Clean. It wasn't Mr. Clean. It was Mr. Pretty Clean.
Mr. Slightly something Clean.
Yeah, something like that. I wish I could remember everything about it. I don't think they had a mascot, but it would be really funny if it was just like a guy in a black shirt with hair.
Yeah, it's the same face.
It's exactly the same. They just drew hair on and made the shirt black.
His like long, his like black shirt with like a little bit of stain on it. His hair's a little messy.
Yeah, it's so close.
It's like, Mr. Almost Clean, so close. The catchphrase is so close.
Yeah.
It's so close to getting clean.
It's on the boxes. He tried his best.
He was so close. So close.
Mr. Pretty Clean Magic Eraser, it's a Sharpie.
It's a dead Sharpie.
Yeah,
it's like a slight, has like a lit, like the last bit of ink left in it.
Holy shit! Oh man, heavy awesome. Oh, and of course my mom would be like, "Well, it doesn't work, but it's 2 for $6, so we're kidding it." We're getting about 37 of these.
Because it's
2 for $6. They're gonna be sitting in the garage for until I die. So let's just go ahead and get those. I say mean shit to my mom about that stuff because she's pretty much a hoarder. Mm-hmm. Like an organized hoarder, pretty much. Like, everything's in boxes. There's just so much shit that no one will ever need.
Kind of like a not-so-lifetime supply.
Well, yeah, I mean, if she was a prepper, I'd be like, all right, that's cool, whatever. But it's just, like, you know, it's the most useless fucking, like, it's just like...
Oh.
It was like two... Well, I mean, I guess it's not useless. Like, we will never need this
yeah.
at all. No one we know. No one will need this at all. There's no fucking need. It's like I got, there was a deal on paperclips. We now own 20,000 paperclips. Like, okay, where are those going to go?
That's
in the garage.
It's one of those where you get like two boxes, and once you run, you kind of forget about it for like 3 years, and then it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm out of paperclips. Let me get two more boxes.
Yeah, but just in case we need it, we have 20,000.
Yeah, I actually might need some paper clips.
Yeah, I'll bring them to you, dude. Right, don't you worry.
All right.
You want 19,000? If I take all of them, then she'll, you know.
Right. Let me do about like 18,500.
18,500. Okay, I'll write that down. Yeah. Just fucking, you can burn. I mean, you want more stuff? You can just burn it. I don't care. No, that's what me and my sister tell her. We're like. And you know, it sounds mean, but she'll just be like, I got, you know, it doesn't even have to be, you know, usable. It's like, I got this church pew, which she literally did. She bought a church pew and still has it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she tells me and my sister, and we're just like, yeah, we're going to burn all your shit. You know that, right? Like, we're not fucking doing this.
And it kind of just like, sits in storage, or
it sits in the basement. There's a very large storage space full of that shit, and I guess she expects us to, you know, cherish these things for some reason. But me and my sister both tell her, I'm like, no, we're going to like burn as soon as you die. Like, we're going to leave the funeral and start a bonfire and burn all this shit. Like you're just creating a burden for your children.
Honestly.
Yeah. We tell, I don't know. Mm-hmm. All right, this isn't very funny. I thought this would be funnier. I was going to say,
you should just like pawn them off.
Yeah, nothing.
Or
of value.
Are they not? Okay, never mind.
There's literally nothing that would look cool in a store. Nothing that anyone would ever want.
You might be able to bargain with some of the priests and be like, "Hey, how about this church pew for some of the kids?"
Hey, all right. Use what you learned selling shitty used cars. Come on, all right.
You got this.
Listen here, Father. I got a great deal for you. All right, I've just been fucking main. I've just been doing coke right before. All right, listen here. I got great deal for you, Father. Church pew. Larger congregation. I tell you what, more butts in those seats, more money in your pocket. That's what I tell you, brother.
Extra creepy too. So, go ahead, take a seat.
Extra creepy. Yeah, it's. So
go
it's a little, it's old, it's a, yeah, it's a little old. he's already closed the door.
For free. I'll give it to you for free.
Free. I'll give it to you for free. Free. You're raping me. I'll give you $10. You're fucking raping me like I'm a little boy. I'm a little boy again, Father. I'm a little boy. Come on.
Let me at least take another hit. Let me
just talking like an auctioneer.
Yeah.
I better go here. You fucked him in the ass. You owe my deal, Father. So take it for free.
Going once, going twice.
Going once, going twice. Sold to Father O'Malley, who definitely did not touch Joe. Earlier today, he did not rape Joe earlier today. Father O'Malley, thank you, everyone.
It's being recorded for like the local TV station.
Oh, it's the shopping network.
Yeah.
We got this nice church and pew.
He did not. You're like looking straight down the barrel of the lens like he did not.
He did not. Father O'Malley.
Look in my eyes. He did not. Fuck those kids.
Father O'Malley, who allegedly did some stuff that we're not allowed to talk about. Allegedly. Everyone, allegedly on the church pew. Allegedly, he did not sodomize that boy. Allegedly on the church pew.
Allegedly.
Okay. It's like the South Park bit. It's like, I got this pristine Pope's robe. Only a little bit of anal blood on it. That's a pretty good Pope's robe right there. You know, this usually goes for about a $2 billion. We're going to bring it down to $550. That is one heck of a deal.
We're going to slash that price and bring it down to about $500.
Ma'am, were you just flipping through the channels and thought you'd just fuck me in the ass today? Because that's what you did. I knew I was buying it for my granddaughter. That episode's so fucking funny. It's like, yeah, you should kill yourself. Well, little boy, you calling up and telling me to kill myself, that is a lawsuit that is worth about worth $5 million. So what do you think about that?
Now I can slash that price to about $3 million.
$3 million for telling me to kill myself? Now that is one heck of a deal, ladies and gentlemen. I wish I could do that shit with selling cars.
Like,
I wish auction. I could just get really, no, just get like really sleazy with it.
Oh.
Just be like, yeah, I mean, I guess I could. I'm not good. I'm not a good enough liar. Like, I can't do that. My whole angle is I'm bluntly honest, and that's been working so far, but I wish I'd just go up there and be like, yeah, this little baby right here was owned by Lee Harvey Oswald. He actually drove it to the book depository. And just get some dumb fucking redneck be like, oh shit, man, you serious? You tell me fucking the guy killed Kennedy? I fucking hate Kennedy. You wouldn't tell me he killed Kennedy? That'd be so much fun. Just fucking make whatever the fuck up. It's like, yeah, this 2001 Mitsubishi Eclipse was actually owned by Martin Luther King. It's when he fucked that white hooker in, man. Oh shit, man, you serious?
you should just watch all of Better Call Saul and just study Saul Goodman.
I should. I kind of I can't remember the guy's name. I can't even remember what it's from, but that kind of that desperate salesman. I have kind of pulled that out a little bit. No shit. If someone's like thinks they're getting the upper hand, I'll just be like, yeah. Oh, well, you see there, Jack, I just really need this sale. I just really need... You're getting a hell of a deal right here, you know? You know, I'm not making shit off this, man. You know, it's just... You know, my kids are starving, you know? I mean, I don't say any of that shit, but I kind of get the essence of, like, yeah, you know, man. You're fucking... You know, basically, yeah. Y'all shit, boy, you're fucking me in the ass on this one, you know?
Yeah, man, if I don't get this sale, I'm just going to go kill myself.
You want my blood on your hand. It'd be awesome just looking there. I was like, you want my blood on your hands?
You do like the puppy dog eyes. Dang. You want my blood on your hands? go full Redditor. You literally want my blood on your hands?
Oh god.
Literally. Wow.
It would be great to be like, listen, guy, if you don't buy this car, I'm gonna have to go home and beat my kids. Do you want that on your conscience?
Listen, man, if you don't buy this car, I'm running into the middle of the street and getting hit by a car.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to throw goldfish crackers in my cat's face if you don't buy this. Oh, shit, dude. I've never told you about this. So, obviously, it's a dealership. It's got cameras and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the guys there was telling me the story, and then he's like, yeah, I'll show it to you on camera. And we go look on camera, and he's showing it to me, and it's just a guy, regular guy walking down the streets, middle of the day. He doesn't even look like he's a druggie.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, her car starts coming. This dude dives headfirst into the fucking car. Bounces off. Gets up. Keeps walking. Like nothing fucking happened.
It's like me playing GTA.
That's what it reminded me of. There's pieces off the car. He hit him going at least 40. And I was like, I'm losing faith in humanity, Joe. Every day I wake up and I'm like, yeah, we shouldn't exist. There shouldn't be. Humanity was a mistake. We shouldn't be around.
Well, that's disgusting.
Not even disgusting. It was fucking disturbing as hell. I was like, what in the fuck?
Well, that's like, kind of what I mean. Like,
took the bumper off. There's plastic pieces flying everywhere. Maybe he was just Superman. Maybe Superman tripped.
Maybe he went to go fly, but he tripped and fell at first.
Fell at first into a car. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That needs to be a thing. Superman actually tripping and falling, but instead of, like, he, like, trips and falls into, like, a building and it, like, collapses and
kills, like, hospital.
It kills everybody inside.
Isn't that where Invincible is? That's just Invincible.
Yeah, but he's not tripping over himself. It's just like there's a lot more casualties because, you know, they're gods, basically. Have you watched Invincible? Or read Invincible?
I haven't watched the new season. No, I've watched the first season. I haven't watched the new episode.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably going to do that when we get off here.
Yeah. It's great, by the way. It's pretty good.
The first episode, season 2?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Out of new things coming out, GTA 6 trailer drop in December.
I saw.
Holy fuck, dude. How did we not mention that first?
I honestly kind of forgot.
I did too.
Well, because I had something else on my head in my head to talk about.
Oh, lay it on me, dude.
Well, it was talking about shows. I'll say so far it's a recommendation of the week. Blue Eye Samurai on Netflix. It's like a weird 3D animated type of show, and it's a little bit of Mulan if Mulan was like extremely gory and like a lot more artistic in terms of like
art style.
But it's this girl who is, I think her, it's like in the 1600s, like Japan or whatever. Her father's white, her mom is Asian, but they don't get into the parents. The whole point is that she's mixed, and her blue eyes are the part of the white devil, as they say. And I don't know exactly why, but she disguises herself as a man. But all she's doing is killing the white men that invaded the country.
So they copied Mulan and was like, what if Mulan was super pandering?
But it's not... It doesn't seem super pandering, but there are moments where I was like, okay. Like, there's a lot of those typical, like, women are weak, but they're not light. They don't.
I hate that shit so much. Like no one talks like that.
Oh yeah.
Fucking rednecks talk like that. They're not like, dude, you know what I fucking love? Beating my wife.
But they don't go overboard with it. Because it's like, you know how, what is it? Like the father is setting up a marriage with the daughter and the other guy. That typical
arranged
shit.
Marriage.
Yeah, that typical shit. He kind of goes into detail of what the women's role is supposed to be. And she's like, hey, I want to marry this guy. And then he's like, but you're a woman. I was like, okay, whatever. But then the next scene, it's...
But you a woman, Ray.
And then the next scene, it's the blue-eyed samurai cutting people in half. And I was like, yeah, this is pretty sick.
A goodness, the Asian part, and she's a half a Evro, the white part. This is for Nagasaki, motherfucker.
Way before that, but
no, we already Japanese have a future tearing.
But it's the fight scenes and the art style are the best part.
Yeah.
Because there's a part where she's training, but she's like kind of in her head. Everything is black and white. And she's doing the thing where she's like slicing trees in half and shit. But in her head, she visualized the trees as other like demon samurai things.
As a white man.
Everything's black
as
and white.
As a cracker.
Whenever she goes to cut or kill the demon tree people, it's just like all red. And it's like red in the background. Red. And
that's cool.
Like, that's, I love that. Love it. Yeah. I think it's only 8 episodes for first season. It's not. First 2 episodes aren't bad. Pretty good. Surprisingly good for Netflix.
It'd be pretty cool if we made a show that was just like, you know, like any Disney movie. It's like we're replacing everyone. We'll just take like an old idea of something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And every single person is a female gay person of color. But
that's a Snow White movie.
Yeah, you know, any fucking Disney movie, it doesn't matter. Any of the reboots, we'll just do that, but it's you and me doing the voices.
It's dub animated. Over.
Oh. Yeah. No, we make our... Well, yeah, we should dub over, actually. That'd be a lot easier. I was saying we make our own.
Well, no, I thought it was going to be live action, not animated.
No, fuck that.
But yeah, animated, yeah.
It's going to be animated.
Yeah.
Animated?
Yeah.
What would it be? Bambi? Bambi is a...
trans.
He's a trans gay elk or something. I don't know. Yeah. Humper is now named Humper, and he's a fucking...
raging homo.
I'm here, girls. And
yeah.
I don't remember any more characters of Bambi.
That's a bad one.
I just thought it would be funny because it's animals. It's the same story. It's just like a Chinese girl and her black mother. And she gets shot by police and...
Yeah. White.
Oh,
white,
damn, dude. Dude, I just wrote the next Disney movie. I just wrote the next fucking Disney movie, dude. That's perfect. That's a perfect idea.
The other thing is, it doesn't even have to be a Disney movie.
Yes, it does.
It would be...
Disney's the one that's changing everything.
It'd be better if it's a Disney movie, but I'm just saying.
Oh, you're saying we just remake Bambi?
Pretty much.
All right, I'm down.
Have the white racist cops kill the black mother of the small Asian girl, and the Asian girl kills the white devil.
Bambi, run!
Mama, I don't have that pass.
No, he's Blasian. No, she's Blasian. Shim's Blasian.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember shit from Bambi.
I don't remember either. I didn't like my Bambi. Favorite.
I think I liked Fox and the Hound a lot more. I'm having a hard time remembering any of them. I never Tarzan. Really liked Disney.
Tarzan.
Yeah, I don't even remember Tarzan. Like, I know what? I watched it, but I know I watched it, but that was, I never liked anything Disney.
I mean, I didn't really, I never watched like the pre-Pixar stuff. Like,
oh, well, if I we're counting Pixar, then yeah, fuck yeah, Pixar shut.
Oh, yeah, but that's, I'm saying, like, before Pixar, I wasn't really watching all of it. Like, I watched Tarzan, Hercules, Treasure Planet, I liked a lot.
Oh, this is my movie recommendation for the week. Watership Down. Greatest kids movie ever.
I think I watched that in like third grade.
Extremely crazy that it's a kids movie.
Yeah. Then
maybe that's what's wrong with me, Joe. Maybe it's because I watched that as a kid. Where so. It's just like in the little rabbits going off into the meadow, and then a wolf comes out and there was no God, it's not dark, and then the rabbit died.
The rabbit died a bloody
and
gory
death. Blood, there's blood everywhere, and the animals contemplate what their purpose in life is.
Yeah,
I was watching this. He's like, "Yay, cartoon!
Yay! What are they, rabbits?"
Yeah, the rabbits.
Yay, rabbits.
Oh, the rabbits. Oh, no, the rabbit. Oh, yeah. Rabbit dead. Ever since
Rabbit
special prize.
Really did.
I was like, Joe, do you want to participate today? No. What's wrong, Joe? The rabbit died. The
rabbit.
Did you hug another rabbit, Joe? No, rabbit on TV.
No. I'm not
rabbit
ready.
On TV. I'm not Winnie.
I'm not Winnie.
Fuck you, Winnie. Like, my name's not Winnie. I'm just this extremely autistic kid who's obsessed with of mice and things. So I just act retarded. We go where the rabbits are. Joe, we're never gonna let you hold a rabbit.
But I love rabbits.
I love the rabbits, man. Oh, Papa Doll.
What does he say about the animals? They're like they're soft, but like he says something specific.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Because it's the same. Because wasn't it the cat? He was either about to kill.
No, it was a puppy.
Was it a puppy?
I think so. Remember.
I just remember there was
I heard the puppy animal crushes it.
There was, well, what was the animal that he almost killed?
That was a woman. That animal. No, he did kill the woman. That was some fucking pussy.
No, I thought there was an animal that he almost killed, but maybe it was the puppy.
I don't know. I'm getting way too much PTSD from my childhood. Grapes of Wrath. Fucking Of Mice and Men should not have been my bedtime stories.
Jesus. I was reading Percy Jackson.
Oh no, I never read anything like that. I never read like Harry Potter. I never liked fantasy. I read like one Star Trek book, and then the rest was like Mark Twain. Because that's what my grandma had. With the N-word, yeah, of course. Yeah. Uncensored, the good old Tobias, whatever his name is, his real name is.
I don't remember.
It would be funny going to school as like a little ass kid and be like, all right, today, kids, we're going to talk about our favorite book. It's like, I love The Adventures of Huck Finn. And when he gets on the raft with... Took me a second. Jim. With Jim.
Yeah. I didn't really read a whole lot either. Like, I read Percy Jackson, and that was kind of it.
I know, I hated reading as a kid. I liked Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn, though.
I hated reading. Percy Jackson was the only stuff I liked to read, because it was, like, I mean, it was good. It's Greek mythology, but it's, like, easy to read. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
And then you try to read Harry Potter, and it's like, eh.
No. Oh, I went on like a little kid date to the Percy Jackson movie. Oh, that was fucking weird. Never mind. I don't want to talk about that. That changed my mind. I thought it would be fun. No, it is funny. It was funny. It's cringy, though.
So, little 10-year-old you went on a cute little date to go see a shitty Percy Jackson movie?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. The funny part was I didn't realize it was a date till after, and I was like, "Yeah, I was not on my game, dude."
I wanted to go. See Greek gods fight each other, not be on a date.
Literally, that was my mentality. I was like, "What's this dumb bitch doing?" Because like our parents set it up and be like, "It's be funny," you know? Yeah, and I was like, "What's this bitch doing here, dude? I'm trying to watch Percy Jackson."
Mom, I'm trying to fucking watch Percy Jackson.
I don't like girls. I'm fucking gay.
Don't you?
No, you're not.
I like penis. God.
No, it probably wasn't that bad. I'm sure I exaggerated in my mind, but I remember, you know, just being a fat ass little kid. I was. I remember the only part I really remember of, like, I never once fucking talked to her except for, like, during the previews. And I remember just shoveling popcorn in my mouth and talking to her at the same time.
Gotta get the talking and the eating out of the way before the movie starts.
Yeah, I remember that part, and I'm like, looking back, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Even as like a 10-year-old, I fucking suck.
No, I did not, dude.
I dodged a fucking bullet. Because my buddy had a kid with her, and goddamn, what a train bitch.
Never mind.
Shout out, I'm not going to say no names. Fuck, no, that's fucked up. No. No. Nah, dodged a bullet there. I'll toast to that, brother.
All right.
All right, so yeah, what were we talking about?
I don't remember. I mean, we can stop it now. We're over an hour.
Well, that's up to you. I don't care. We can riff on something or get off. It doesn't matter to me.
I don't have anything else.
All right, I just wanted it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.